We continue our learning Le'ilui Nishmas Tavi B'Menachem Rosh and Chaim Yaakov B'Bin Chosaliyah. We're in Yom Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. After the Vidui on the Sarila Azazel, the Mishnah says, Misaro L'Misha Hayom Olucho. The Kohen Gadol would give the animal, the Sa'ir, L'Azazel, to the one who was going to bring it out to the Midbar. He was designated for this from the day before. Who was this person? The Mishnah says, Hakol K'Sherim L'Olucho. Anyone is able to do so. Even in Yisrael, you don't need a Kohen to do this. Based on the Pasuk, V'Shilach B'Yad Ish Iti, it's an ishi ti, a person who is designated for that particular time, for that avoda, but the word ish comes to include a zar, even a non-kohen. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says, even though hakol ksherim lo licho, even a non-kohen could bring the animal out to the midbar and throw it off the cliff, elasha su'a kohanim gedolim keva, the kohanim gedolim had a rule, a custom, below yamanichim esesra lo licho, they would not allow Yisrael to do so. Amar Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Tanakama. Doesn't seem that they had such a rule. Maisev aholicho arsala. Arsala was the name of a person. He was the Yisrael, Hayah, the Mishnah says. He was a Yisrael. He was a non-Kohen. And he brought the Yisrael Azazel. So it doesn't look like there was any particular rule that a Kohen, a Minog, that a Kohen should do so. Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalid, the Kevesh, Asu lo mit b'nei ha-bavliyim. So here it's saying that there was a Kevesh that we know. It's a ramp. It was a bridge. It was a walkway that was sloped from the Azara to the outside of the city. And they made that specifically from Erev Yom Kippur for the person who's going to bring the Sa'ir. Why does he need a special walkway for himself, for him to walk with the Sa'ir? Because of literally the Babylonians, Shoyu Mital Shemisaro, they would pluck out the hair of the person who was bringing the Sa'ir out. Va'omim lo, tzol vatzei, tzol vatzei. They say, take the animal out and leave. Take out and leave. They pull his hair so he'd rush out. We don't want our avonos, our sins, which are on the Sa'ir Lazazel. The vidui, the confession, was on to the Sa'ir Lazazel. So those are our sins. Don't keep it around. So in order that they were able to touch this guy and they would leave him alone, they made this kevesh, this walkway, so that he would be able to walk by himself and no one could touch him. The Gemara says that these people who did this, who acted in such an uncivilized way, were not really Bavliim. That's just a pejorative term that we use, but they were Alexandrian. But because Bavliim became the term that people used anytime people weren't acting properly, we'd call them Bavliim. So that's the same thing. But these really were Alexandrian from Egypt. Then the Mishnah says, "Mi'akiri Yushalayim hayu malavino so atzuka harishona." So the chashuve Yushalayim, the dignified people of Yushalayim, would escort this ish iti until the first sukkah, first booth. Because as the Mishnah says now, Eser Sukkos B'Yushalayim Va'atzuk. There were 10 Sukkos from Yushalayim until the Tzuk, until the cliff. And we'll discuss the Sukkos in the next Mishnah. Tishim Ris, which was Tishim Ris, the distance from Yushalayim till the cliff was 90 Ris. Shiva Umechtza L'chol Mil, 7.5 for each mil, means each mil is 7.5 ris. So that means that 90 ris, which is what the full distance was 12 mil. So that's significant. And that means, and between each sukkah, there was a mil, which is 2,000 amos, which is Tchum Shabbos, which a person is allowed to walk on Yom Kippur, because of Yushalayim till the first sukkah was 1 mil. And from the sukkah, the last sukkah, until the tzuk, was 2 mil. And that's what it means. The Akir Yushalayim would escort him to the first sukkah. And then there were different people. The people in each and every sukkah would be melavahim to the next sukkah, which was still within 2,000 amos of the following sukkah.